Cattle futures rallied higher on Monday. Beef heifer liquidation may be slowing, says Darrell Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 23rd of April. Cattle futures surged higher Monday, supported by Friday's friendly cattle on feed report, which indicated fewer March placements than expected. At the close and before final settlement, live cattle futures were an average of $2.56 higher, and feeder cattle futures were an average of $3.71 higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, FOB live prices were steady in the Southern Plains at $182 a hundredweight, mostly a dollar lower in Nebraska at mainly $183, and a dollar lower in the Western Corn Belt at $184. Dress delivered prices were steady to a dollar lower in Nebraska at $292 to $293, and a dollar lower in the Western Corn Belt at $292 in a light test. The weighted average 5 area direct FOB live steer price last week was $1.17 lower at $182.67. The weighted average dress delivered steer price was 74 cents lower at $292.35. Choice box beef cutout value was 26 cents higher Monday afternoon at $295.93 hundredweight. Select was $1.04 higher at $291.87. Nationwide last week, calves and feeder cattle sold from $3 lower to $3 a hundredweight higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Trade volume was 283,500 head at auction, direct trade, and via video internet. That was 76,400 head more than the previous week and 35,400 head more than the same week last year. Prices were higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers sold $4 to $8 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 6,500 head. Sharply higher undertones were noted for steer and heifer calves. And at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers sold $3 to $7 higher, while feeder heifers traded $6 to $12 higher. There are 6,228 head on offer. Turning to weekly auction summaries in the Southeast, feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady to $4 higher in Kentucky last week, and yearling steers and heifers traded $2 to $4 lower. In Tennessee, feeder steers sold $5 to $8 higher, and feeder heifers traded $3 to $5 higher. Finally, feeder cattle weighing less than 600 pounds sold $5 to $10 lower in Arkansas. There is no trend at heavier weights. Grain and soybean futures rallied Monday with likely short covering and on the coattails of wheat, which was tied to weather premium with emerging dry areas in the United States and around the world. Headed into the close, Kansas City wheat futures were 16 to 20 cents higher through July of 25. Corn futures were 6 cents higher through July of 25, and soybean futures were 8 to 11 cents higher through July of 25. Although much improved year over year, winter wheat lost some ground in terms of condition last week, with 50% rated in good or excellent condition, which was 5% less than the previous week, but 24% more than the same time last year. On the other side of the scale, 16% of winter wheat was rated as poor or very poor, which was 3% more than the previous week, but 25% less than a year earlier. Meanwhile, corn and soybean planting continues ahead of average pace, according to the latest USDA crop progress report. For the week ending April 21st, 12% of corn was planted, which was the same as last year, but 2% more than the five-year average. As for soybeans, 8% were in the ground, also the same as last year, but 4% ahead of average. The latest cattle on feed report might be pointing toward moderating beef heifer liquidation, according to Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. In his weekly market comments, Peel explains, heifers made up 38.5% of total feedlot inventories on April 1st, which was down from 39.7% in January. While the heifer percentage in feedlots remains above the average of the past 10 years, the decline from January to April is an encouraging sign that heifer feeding is perhaps slowing. For context, Peel says that during the rapid herd expansion of 2015-17, the heifer percentage of feedlot inventories dropped below 34% and averaged below 33% for 10 consecutive quarters. Reflecting further on Friday's report, Peel also explained stubbornly high feedlot inventories stem more from the slower pace of marketings than placements. As mentioned in the last Cattle Current, for feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity, March placements were 12.3% less year-over-year, while marketings were 13.7% less. Peel notes total placements during the last 6 months were 2.3% less than the same period last year. At the same time, the pace of marketing has declined faster than placements as dwindling numbers of cattle are being fed for longer periods. According to Peel, feedlots have an incentive to keep inventories as close to capacity as possible. And one way to do that is by slowing the turnover rate, effectively making fewer cattle turn into larger inventories. He explains the result is more days on feed and heavier carcass weights, with steer carcass weights averaging 25 pounds heavier year over year for the past 4 weeks, and heifer carcasses averaging over 21 pounds heavier. Although feedlots are expected to push carcass weights as far as possible in the coming months, feedlot inventories are expected to decline, Peel says. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 23rd of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.